Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, August 23rd, 2023. And I am Solid Blue Sister. And this is my turn to talk. And as I say every day, whatever platform you're listening, it's live on the replay. Thank you very much. It is much appreciated. Without you, I wouldn't be here. Hey there, crazy. How are ya? Welcome back. You are number one today. Hey, Brina, Brina. Number two. And Lou. What's up? Number three. Hey, Frankie. Welcome, welcome. Everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. Petty Deb, welcome, my friend. Welcome back. Well, I'm glad you were able to make it, crazy. Okay, so I know we got a little deep yesterday, I guess I'm going to get a little deep today, because y'all know how I get when I talk about death. And Lou, serial killers may or may not be in the conversation, I don't know. Hey Minnesota, welcome. Shelby, welcome. Bro, welcome. Welcome everyone. So, some of you who know me know that some of the conversations that I have with people, we talk about a lot of deep stuff. We talk about a lot of just stuff that's going on in the world, things going on with our families, you know, things just, guess what I saw when I was out riding my bike, walking the dog, whatever. And hey, Juju, welcome, welcome. And one thing that I was talking to a friend about, and someone who comes on the panel every so often, and a friend who never comes on my panel, but she always has input on my shows because she listens to them on the replay, but she's never been a part of one. And in two separate conversations, we were talking about, you know, your parents dying, you as a parent dying, you know, what's next? What's next? And I had said this once before, and I did a show on it where I said siblings, the next chapter. And that was right after a couple months after my mom had passed away. And my sister and I were talking about who was going to be the last one between the two of us. Who would live out the other? Who would outlive the other? And I have had since had conversations with some of my friends who their parents, both parents are gone. And the other day with the uninteresting life, we were talking about how will you die? Will you be that person that lives alone, never in contact with anyone? You're pretty much a loner. And they won't, and this is going to sound rude. Hey, Mama Bear, welcome. This is going to sound rude and it may come out wrong, but this is the only way that I can say it. They won't know you're gone until they smell you. And if you go out like that, if you live a life where, not necessarily even if you die alone, but let's say that you die and, you know, you read those stories like, oh, his friends and family, her friends and family, she was surrounded by loved ones. And I always wonder, what do people think when they're dying? And either if they're alone or they are surrounded by loved ones. I mean, are you really listening to everyone saying, oh, you know, I'm going to miss you, I love you so much, or whatever they're saying? Or are you thinking about your life? And do you have an uninteresting life? Because I personally don't believe anyone does. I think that no matter what you do, we may not be rich and famous, or, you know, everyone knows you, you know, you were the president or the prime minister, whatever. You may not be known like that. But I do believe that everyone has some type of life that is interesting. But do you think you will have an uninteresting life? So, you know, that's you know, that's where my head is at for this hour, for this show. Minnesota says deep. Shelby says, yes, I do now. I mean, because I know that, you know, since COVID, a lot of people reinvented themselves. Hey, Ellie, welcome. A lot of people, you know, they reinvented themselves, which I think was great. And Crazy says, totally boring. You prefer low key as possible, says Lou. You know, but, you know, when you say you do now, was your life really that boring or uninteresting? Because on some level, I think that we all have something that's interesting. It may not be interesting to someone else, but it's interesting to us. You know, if you're that person who goes, you know, every day and sits on that park bench, and you just really, you know, enjoy doing it, that's interesting to you, you know, and someone else may have, you know, notice you, you know, they come and, you know, they see that you're that lady or you're that man who comes and sits on that park bench every day and they watch you. Who knows, you know, they could be writing a book about the lady on the park bench. They could be taking photos. You know, we all have seen those photos, you know, where just of various people. And they're interesting. You know, have you ever gone to a photo gallery and or art gallery, however you want to put it, and you go and you look at some of the pictures and the paintings or even some of the photos, and it's interesting. You know, the things that people catch, you know, put on canvas or they catch behind that lens, you know, that person who's, you know, that woman who's watering her plant, you know, I mean, it sounds silly, but it's interesting. It was interesting to them. Hey, Jimmy, welcome. Comfort Yeboah. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Welcome. You know, so, how will you die? Will you, you know, die thinking that your life was not interesting, or as you're dying, if you are dying by yourself and no one knows you're there, and you just wither away, or just, you know, no one's, you know, you're not able to call for help, what are you thinking? You know, I think about my aunt who died about 15 years ago, and she died exactly like that. Apparently, she had an episode she had a heart attack or whatever in her kitchen, and the autopsy said that she didn't pass away quickly, that she was lying there, you know, at least 2 days alive, you know, but they found her after 5 or 6 days when they started to smell her. So my question is, you know, and I think about her sometimes, because I'm like, what was she thinking while she's lying there? Is she thinking about her life? Is she thinking, I wasn't supposed to go out like this? You know, but she lived alone, never been married. I mean, she had friends, whatever, but no one was around. Shelby says, I'm completely boring. Let's see. Lou says, my life was complete madness before COVID. Bro says, you work towards being interesting unless you desire to be mayor of Homeless Town, USA. Brina says, I can go to the library or Barnes & Noble and have the time of my life all alone. And Brina, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't think, you know, being interesting and having interesting things to do, I don't think it's something that you have to work at. I think it's something that that you just, I mean, you can have an uninteresting life if you choose to. But I say most people have an interesting life, and they probably don't even know it. Okay, I don't know what that says. Fair use, welcome. Did I welcome you? I can't remember. Welcome, welcome. See, Bro says, I would acknowledge that I could have done more, but I wouldn't say that my life wasn't interesting. I mean, I think, Bro, I think that we all think that we could probably have done more. But one thing that I can honestly say, that when I look at my life up to this point, and I ask you guys to just reflect on your lives for a moment, are you all satisfied with where you are now? Are you satisfied with the things that you've done and where you are now? In my 20s, I would have said no. My 20s were my absolute worst, but now, and going, you know, 30s and 40s, I'm happy where I am now. I'm content. The only thing that I want is my dream house, you know, but I'm content. I am happy. You know, one thing that I love doing is I love working. I love working on different things. I love staying busy, you know, but, you know, are you guys happy? Hey, crazy lady, welcome. Are you guys happy with where you are now? So, Bro, welcome, welcome. Hey, Jimmy, let me catch you. Bro, you there? Okay, Bro, he's going to have to come back in.
Like, hello?
Hold on, Jimmy. Hold on one second. Okay.
No, I'm the only...
Bro, you there?
You know, I'm the only person that don't pay my black taxes. So
Well, bro, that's not true, because there have been many times I have had to restart the show because Poppy shut me down. So you are not the only
one. They be getting you too. Oh, you better pay your taxes. No, listen, Solid Blue, check this out. Good question. No, I really believe that I'm good right now where I don't remember the last time I had to call somebody and ask them for a dollar, not even 50 cents. I just came off an 18-day cruise where I spent 7 of those days in Alaska. I spent about 4 in Canada, and I tried to even visit Mama Bear, but she called me a stalker and told me don't come through. So, because I wasn't that close to her, because she lives somewhere, but I was in Victoria, Canada, and she told me that wasn't close to her anyway. So, but no, I'm good in my life right now. Thank you for asking. No, I'm all right. I'm retired. I get to do what I want. I go where I want. I eat what I want. And guess what I always eat? Salad Blue. I always get the big piece of chicken. I used to get the little piece of chicken in my 20s, but now I'll be getting the big piece of chicken, so I'm good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Jimmy, hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Doing pretty good.
Good.
So the question was, what was the question?
Are you happy? Are you happy with where you are now? When you look back at your life, are you satisfied with the things that you've done and where you are right now? Are you happy, or do you think that you need to do something different?
To be honest, I would like to do, I would love to do some things different if I could. As far as being happy, it's like I'm all right with it. I'm not happy and I'm not disappointed with it. It could be worse. It could always be worse. But there are things I wish I could change and be better at. And I learned from those mistakes, and I'm becoming a better person. So, although I wish I could have learned it when I was a lot younger, and maybe the outcome would have been slightly different.
But see, because I find that the mistakes that I made when I was younger have actually helped me as I've gotten older. Because true. Now I can look back at it and and I know that younger people, especially teens, they hate for you to say, this happened to me, whatever. And I would just always listen to when my parents always say, well, when you get over, you're like, yeah. But you see what they're talking about. And it's like the mistakes that you made, and you see these young people making the same mistakes, sometimes it's like, okay, you just have to learn for yourself. Sometimes that's, Jimmy, let me ask this, and then, bro, I'm going to ask you the same question since both of y'all up here. Do you ever think about how you will die?
I do. I think about my life choices, like how I'm eating, my exercising, if I'm getting enough exercising, and I think to myself, am I going to die natural causes, like in my sleep because of old age, or am I going to get sick with something and die? And that constantly weighs on my mind, because my dad had cancer. He died of cancer, and my uncle just got cancer. He was just diagnosed with cancer recently. And for some strange reason, cancer is very prone on the male side of my family. So it scares me to death knowing that if I don't keep up with myself, that I could potentially fall into getting cancer. So I always got to keep up.
Well, have you ever thought about getting tested?
Oh, yes, definitely. I looked into it, and they said that I have another like 10 years or so, another like 5 to 10 years before I can actually start getting tested for certain cancers. So I was like, okay.
Okay. No, the reason why, because when you said that, I thought about Angelina Jolie, who got tested for that breast cancer gene, and then she went and purposely got a mastectomy, because breast cancer ran in her family. So
yes,
yeah, so,
and yes, crazy. I know that you're crazy. I read her comment. I know that. It's just that, you're more than likely less likely to get cancer if you're healthy. especially
true. And Crazy says cancer doesn't choose between healthy people or not so healthy, which I mean, to me, all of us have some type of cancer in our bodies. But I do believe, like you said, if you eat healthy, and I am 100% into eating those green vegetables, the spinach, the broccoli, I eat it every single day. You know, I do believe that eating certain foods help. And I also believe that all the fast foods and all this other stuff contribute to all the cancers and stuff, because Lord knows what's in that crap. But yeah. Okay. So, bro, same question. Do you ever think about how you die?
You know what I used to think, though? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, when I was young, I was kind of wild. So I always thought I would get murdered. You understand what I'm saying? But I guess it didn't happen. I didn't even expect to live past 25. So a lot of things that I should have been doing between 18 and 25, I didn't get to do, because I didn't plan for a future past that. But once I hit 25, I said, it's time to live.
Okay. So do you think that you will die in your sleep?
You know what? Now that I'm getting older, I might die breaking wind. I mean, you know, because the older you get, anything become a natural cause. You can die out of natural causes just stepping out your bed at 80 years old. So, you know, it ain't no telling how I'm going to leave this earth if I make it to, like, super old age.
Okay. All right. You know, because when you think about how you're going to die and how your life was, and I think about this stuff too. You know, it could be on the morbid side, but these are things I think about. Hey Damien and Mr. A, welcome, and an official welcome to you, son. And Power Girl, I didn't see you pop in. Welcome. So,
Solid Blue, let me just point something out really quick. Crazy with a knife in her name is crazy. Did you see what she actually wrote? She said, because that can hurt you too, talking about breaking wind. Yo, she is crazy, for real. Put another knife in that.
I think she said, not saying don't eat healthy, just saying don't obsess over that. That's what she said. And then she said, because that can hurt you too. I think that's...
I thought she was talking about the breaking the wind, Solid Blue. I'm sorry. Because that would have been super crazy.
Okay. All right. Oh, Lord. So, okay. So, having three friends who were killed in the Las Vegas shooting, and when you think of children going to school, or you go to a movie theater, or you go to church, you go to the market, and someone comes into a store and they start shooting. You know, it's like, are those very real things to think about in terms of how you will die?
Is that a question? Because if it is, yes, because it's happening with such frequency today. Like, they shooting up the schools, they shooting up the grocery markets, they shooting up Walmarts. Like, it's no telling where an active shooter can walk in and just start shooting. So, yes, that's definitely a way to die today.
So, how many people, and bro, I'm asking you because you're up here. How many people do you think really think about their lives? Like, I mean, do you just get up in the morning and you go to work, or, you know, whatever you're doing, you have your same routine and that's it. You come home, you go to bed, you get up, you know, the same routine. But are you, thinking about how you might die? I mean, I know it sounds silly and whatever, but those are things that I think about, you know, and I'm not necessarily I know I'm a little abnormal on that side, but, you know, I mean, you know.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, think about this. It was a character, a cartoon character years ago, and his name was Mr. Magoo. And Mr. Magoo used to just aimlessly just roam the earth, never knew where he was going, but always got there and always won certain accolades, the whole nine. But here it is, like in a nutshell, you can't just live aimlessly. You gotta, I never take the same route twice. Like anywhere that I go, if I go a certain way going, I won't come back. That I don't want nobody knowing my routine. I don't want to make it easy for me to become a target to get killed. So I do think about dying. Yes, I do.
Okay, but do you think about dying? You think about getting murdered?
I think about both, because you're going to die if you get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I agree. I
absolutely think about it.
I totally agree with you. I mean, the thing I tell people is like he was saying about people are just roaming around aimlessly, not having a care in the world, not paying attention to the surroundings and what have you, is I'm the kind of person, I always pay attention to my surroundings, who's around me, what are they doing, what's in their hands. You know, I was always taught, you know, if I'm in a building, find all the emergency exits, find where the restroom is. Check the restroom to see if there's a window in there in case something happens. I can run to the restroom and jump out the window and get the hell out if I can. You know, find, you know, just, you know, be safe. And a lot of people don't even bother to take the time to, you know, check their surroundings. They'll walk into a restaurant and just sit there not realizing that there's a person on the other side who's having a verbal confrontation that's about to get physical. And they're in the line of fire because they're throwing something, or, you know, they're in danger. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you're just paranoid, whatever. But as I know, it's not about being paranoid. It's just the fact that we don't know when our time is up. And if we can delay the day of our death, delay it as much as you can. You know, don't be stupid. Don't be walking around I hate to use this phrase, but like a dumb blonde, not paying attention, thinking the world's all rainbows and butterflies. Because, you know, it's the world is beautiful if you make it beautiful, but there's also always a dark side to the world that you have to be very aware of, and not lose sight of that. Because if you lose sight of that, that's when the danger comes and things become scary, unfortunately.
You know, you make a very good point, because when I go places, I do make a point of, you know, looking at where the exits are. I have this thing about a plane, even though if the plane crashes, you know, your chances of surviving. But, you know, I want that aisle seat because I don't want to climb over anyone. So you can have the window. I'll take the aisle. Thank you very much. You know, when I, you know, go certain places, and if I go out to eat, which is rare, I want to sit closer to the door, as opposed to sitting like in the restaurant, like in the middle, whatever. And I do people watch. I do people watch when I am indoors, because Jimmy, like you said, there's somebody who's having an argument, or somebody who just doesn't look right. They just look, something's off. And I want to be able to run out that door or dive under that thing, whatever, and just be out of their line of fire if something happens. And it's unfortunate, like bro said, it's just happening so much, you know, that those are things that you have to think about. And I do sometimes wonder, in terms of dying, am I going to be that person that's going to bleed out because I was in a line of fire of somebody shooting? And as I'm bleeding out, I'm thinking about my life. I'm thinking about, you know, people that I love and whatever. So, bro.
Solid book. Check this out. Do you know, Lou Rock said, never live in fear. It's not about living in fear. It's about living cautiously. Understand this. at a traffic light, it's a reason why it's a reason why there's a yellow light. And the yellow light means proceed with caution. That means pay attention, look around, and if it's okay, then you can go. Well, understand this, Solid Blue. I got guns galore, and I never leave my house without a gun. In Ohio, we can carry even if we don't have the concealed carry. We could just grab guns and carry them. Do you know I always have a gun on me? And it's not like I want to get into a shootout. I don't want to be in a shootout, but I got it just in case somebody roll up on me. Then that's my last bastion of protection. You understand?
See, I understand. See, I was raised with two things to always keep in mind. Number one, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Number two, God bless that man for teaching me this. He taught me, knowledge is knowing that the streets are one way, but wisdom is still looking both ways before you cross the street. I was always taught those two things.
Well, and Jimmy, and I think that you, what you just said, speaks directly to what Lou Rock says, because it's not living in fear. It's being aware of where you are. You know, it is being aware of what is around you. The only thing that I fear, and I've said this before, the only thing that I fear is when my son is out and he's driving until he comes home and I know he's home. And it's not fear of him even getting shot in a mass shooting or anything.
Right.
My fear is of the police. That's my fear. That is my greatest fear.
I was going to say, it's just, you're not necessarily afraid for him. You're afraid what is potentially out there, which is right, reasonable.
Right. And
which is very reasonable.
He and some of us all, we automatically have targets on our backs. So that is my fear for him.
Solid Blue, but that's absolutely right. Let me say this. The fear of anything happening to any of our loved ones, we don't fear them committing suicide and killing themselves. We fear that other people might be around them that want to do harm, whether it's the police, whether it's random, or even if it's somebody that they've had an encounter with. We don't fear them killing themselves. That's not the fear. The fear is the potential danger by others.
Right.
Yeah.
Women don't kidnap themselves. Women don't rape themselves.
Well, put it like this. I just want to, y'all know, I want to live to a ripe old age of 100, you know, the entire day. I want to enjoy my birthday, whatever. I want to get there, and I want to just be able to look back and say, I live an interesting life for me, and I hope that when I die, I will die just in my sleep, that I'm just gone, or you know, I'm sitting and watching TV, or you know, whatever doodad will be out when I'm 100, you know, whatever. But I just want to, you know, say, because if I were to die today, I could say that I think my life is interesting for me. It may not be interesting to other people, but for me, I am satisfied. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I am a low maintenance person. I don't like high maintenance people, Jimmy. That gets on my last nerve.
I feel you. Like growing up, I had two groups of friends. I had those that were very materialistic, and I had the ones that were not materialistic. They were like literally the most simplest, happiest people I have ever met in my life. They were happy being poor. They didn't care about money. As long as they were happy, they had each other, they were happy. Good family and good friends, that's all they care about. But you know, the funny thing was that, you know, is that I guarantee you, I promise you this, that the people who were poor and who were not materialistic lived a happier life than the people that I know that actually have money. The people with money, they're for a long time, they were miserable because money was getting in the way of their relationship with the family. And I hate to see that and hear that and stuff, that families will fight each other just for money. And it's insane. But I mean, I'm a very basic person myself. You know, the littlest things pleases me. I don't care to spend spend a lot of money. I'm not going to lie, I'll splurge every once in a while just because I can. But I mean, do I do it all the time? No.
Okay, I'm going to take the conversation on a different path, because Jimmy, you just said something that I want to know what people think. What do you consider splurging?
Can I say something really quick, Solid?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know that Jimmy just said he had some friends that was poor, and they were, and I guess others had money if they were materialistic in his mind. But let me say this. I'm not broke by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm still not materialistic. Like, I don't go out and buy Gucci suits, and I could order a Gucci suit. I could shop from any catalog I want to. You understand what I'm saying?
But I understand,
I do not do that. I'm not materialistic at all. Now, I'm really low maintenance.
It's okay, but if you go and buy a Gucci suit, is that being a materialistic person, or are you just buying a Gucci suit?
If you go and buy a Gucci suit, you're showing that you're capable of being materialistic, because you want people, when they see you, to take that double take, because the average person walking down the street don't have a Gucci suit on.
Wait. So now you're kind of stereotyping people, because so you're saying that if you have that Louis Vuitton or those Jordans or whatever that you want that attention, how come it just can't be that this is what you want and this is what you went and bought?
All right, let me say this, Solid. If you are an entertainer and you really got some true money, you can say that. But if you eating hot dogs and pork and beans as a result of getting certain, that just ain't what you want to do. You just fool.
No, because you have some entertainers. I don't care how much money you have. You have some entertainers who go and buy things because they are showing out, because they do want people.
But regardless, Michael Jackson can get up an airplane. I can't.
Okay.
And if I did get one, the debt that I'd be in would be horrendous. As a result of trying to do what Michael Jackson could do every day.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, you also have people with money who lead a very low key life. You would not even know that they were rich.
Solid, so if you was listening, that's exactly what I was saying.
That's what he was saying.
Exactly, because I was saying that you don't have to be poor to not be materialistic. That means you're just wise with your money.
I understand that, but I'm saying that just because, I mean, even if you didn't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw out of, and you, you know, you got that IRS check back, you know, whatever from your taxes, and you have just always wanted, I've just always wanted that Louis Vuitton.
You don't think that's a poor decision?
Wait, hold on. It may be a poor decision, but is it any of my business? What I'm saying is, if this is
solid blue, everything ain't about your business to know whether or not it's a poor decision.
That's not what I'm saying, bro. That's okay. Never mind.
I know, but I'm saying.
Hold on.
Hold on, brother.
Let her talk so I can understand what her point is. I'm trying to understand what her point is.
When you preface it with, it ain't none of my business, that means just don't say nothing about it.
I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, okay, you're saying that it's a poor decision that if somebody doesn't have any money and they're broke and they go out and they buy this really expensive item, well, then that is a poor decision. It may be a poor decision. Yes, it may be. But if it's something that they really, 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 really have always wanted, and then finally, they have this check in their hand, should they spend it on the light bill? Probably. Should they spend it on food? Yeah. Whatever, but it's their money. If it's something that they've always wanted and they buy it, it doesn't mean that they're walking down the street showing everybody, oh, look at what I have. It could be that they're just buying something because this is something they've always wanted. Okay. They finally got the money and they're just satisfied themselves. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, what you're describing is poor money management.
Hold on, Demi.
It is poor money management, but if it's my money, who is anybody else to say how I spend my money? It may be poor money management, but if it's something that I really wanted, everyone thinks.
If that's my daughter that do that, and she call me and say, "Dad, my license can ready to get cut off," you know what I should do? I should hang up on her. If she say, "I'm hungry, I'm starving to death, I need to slam my phone in her ear to her eardrums bust." Do you know why? Because if it's that important to you to make a decision that bad, then you need to eat that decision.
I respectfully disagree. So, people will spend their money, and we see it all the time. We see it all the time with people who buy things that they probably shouldn't. They have things, they do things, but at the end of the day, it was their decision. It was their money. Whether or not, you know, your son or daughter is calling you and they're asking you for help, you know, if your decision is doing that, the bottom line is it's still their decision, and people are going to want what they want and buy what they buy for whatever reason. That is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what, I tell you what, you know, it's funny and it's great that we're having this conversation because, you know, there's a lot of people, and especially like those who are listening, who are dealing with money management issues and stuff. You know, I actually had spoke to a young lady. She was on all kinds of governmental help because she couldn't afford groceries, and she was barely able to afford her electricity. And I sat and asked her. I'm like, okay, do you own anything that has Prada, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Michael Kors, Coach, you know, etc.? And she goes, oh yeah, I have a bunch of sunglasses, t-shirts, pants, shoes. I was like, okay, now I want you to think about something. All those clothes that you bought, all that money you wasted, do you really need those clothes, or could have bought cheaper clothes and still saved hundreds of dollars and be able to afford your bills, your grocery, gas in your car to go to work, and as a matter of fact, to keep your job, because you lost your job, according to you, because you didn't have enough gas to get to work and they fired you. So think about that. Is it worth spending money on all this and keeping yourself in the hole, or biting the bullet and saying, hey, you know what, I'll save a little bit of money at a time, I'll put some money aside, and then I'll once I have enough, I'll go buy it. But I had to prioritize myself because it's not not something I need, it's something I want.
Okay, and Jimmy, I'm not disputing that. I'm not disagreeing with that. I worked with someone, you know, for years who literally, I mean, she was one of the smartest people that you would ever know, but her money management was horrible. It was horrible. Right. She got paid, she was down at Saks Fifth Avenue, and she was at Nordstrom's and all those other places, and she would come back with all these bags, and she had her Louis, and she had this, and she was, you know, walking around in her $400 shoes. I mean, she dressed very, very nice, but She also got to the point where literally she was living under her desk at work. She couldn't even, I mean, she never had any money to eat, but she was a smoker. And I was like, you know, okay, so you don't have money for your bus pass, but you have money to go buy a pack of cigarettes, you know, or, you know, I mean, so, you know, it got where she was asking people for money and everybody was like, no, no, no. And she came to me one time saying, you know, could I give her money for a bus pass? I'm like, we just got paid. I said, take back those shoes. Take back that whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but the bottom line is people are going to do what they want to do. If she wanted to go out and buy all that crap and look good when she came to work and did this and did that, more power to you. More power
so
to
solid.
You. But you do suffer. But it's not my, unless she's taking from me personally, it's not my business to say anything to her. If she has, you know, and she had kids. You know, and I know for a fact that some of those kids, you know, that those kids, even though they were older, whatever, they suffered because of how their mother spent their money. But again, at the end of the day, it's her money. That's all I'm saying. That's
you're right. You're absolutely right. It is her money. She can either choose to spend it wisely or be, I don't like using the word a fool. I really don't like using that word, but being dumb and spend it on junk she don't need. But at the end of the day, you're right. It's her money. She can do what she wants. But, you know,
we can all learn to
help each other make better decisions.
No, you're absolutely right. If people want to hear it, some people don't want to hear it. I guarantee you, she did not want to hear it. I mean, for years she was like this. She was the reason why all our
Absolutely.
Pass cards, when we went to work, all our pass cards, mm-hmm. if unless it was between working hours, our pass cards would not work on other floors after working hours. It was because of her.
So
and I agree with what bro says. You prioritize from consistent income, not nothing. I understand that. I'm not disagreeing with that. I am just saying that when it comes down to it, what people do with their stuff is their business. That's all I'm saying.
They can make any decision they want. You are absolutely right. But once they make a decision, they have to stand on it. Mm-hmm. And if you make that decision and you ain't got no money for bus fare, walk to work. If you make that decision and you don't have no food, chase down the rat at your local supermarket and chew on that. You know, you got to find ways to bounce back from idiocy.
Mm. That's right. I've done that. I'll use myself as a prime example.
Some people don't. People just constantly will never bounce back. They just won't. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I'll use myself as a prime example. This was about 2 years ago. So I had a choice to buy concert tickets and go to this concert, and this was like a once in a lifetime concert, or be broke for a whole week until I get paid again, or save my money and have food and gas for the whole week. Me being stupid, because, you know, me being young and stupid, I bought the tickets for the concert. I went to the concert, had a blast, had a great time. But I learned my lesson because I suffered for that whole week of not having food and barely having enough gas to get to work until I got paid. And I learned a valuable lesson about prioritizing and doing what you need to do to get things done. You know, and some people, you know, need to learn to hit rock bottom to understand that some people are just so spoiled in life that they've been handed everything in their life and they don't understand it. They don't get it about prioritizing, about paying when it needs to be paid first. You know, like work first, play later. Or you work hard, play harder. In other words,
no, I mean, and again, I'm not disagreeing with any of that. Crazy says, I just recently in the last 2 years went through it again when I lost my job. Trust me, I'm well advised on how to mismanage money. Tiki says, I had a similar incident, but boy, a spirit goes a long way.
I tell you, bread and bologna took me a long way too. I can tell you that.
So let me ask this. And again, I'm asking, what do you all consider splurging?
Splurging?
All right, go ahead.
Splurging for me is if I go out and spend over... If I spend over like $200 on something, to me, that's splurging.
Okay. Bro?
You know what's splurging to me? Like, my secret to financial independence is to never spend out more money than you have coming in. So say, for instance, you got a little investment, and on the kickback of that investment, as a result of that, you got $3,000 coming in. Well, to go out and spend $6,000, that's splurging, because you don't have $6,000 coming in to accommodate or at least match the $6,000 that you just blew.
All right, so let me ask this then. Do you think that people who have money, and I don't know what people consider with having money, who can drop that $6,000, do you think that rich people ever splurge? Do you think Jimmy Buffett, you know, does he ever splurge?
I mean, oh, yeah.
They have the right to. They have the right to splurge, because if you got it, it ain't splurging. Let's say, for instance, somebody with a net worth of $270 million buy a $20 million jet. That's not splurging.
But okay, now,
go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, TQ, I agree with you. Splurging is something, buying things you don't need. Not necessarily things you can't afford, but buying something that you don't need. I agree with that. That to me is splurging. I'm not putting a dollar amount on it, because what may, you know, $6,000 to you may not be $6,000 to somebody else. $200 to Jimmy may not be a big thing to somebody else. Whatever. So
this is where I think it's the disconnect of what individuals are saying. I didn't say 6,000, meaning 6,000 was a mark for splurging. I was just using that as number.
I
misrepresented what I said, because you made the 6,000 more important than the actual message that I was emphasizing.
I understood what you were saying, bro. I really did. I'm just saying that when TQ said that buying things you don't need, and then I'm looking at Lou saying $1,000, whether it's the 200 that Jimmy was talking about, or if you spend what you said was $6,000 and you don't have that 6,000, I'm not putting a dollar.
And you don't have 6,000 coming in. What I'm saying.
Even if you don't have that $6,000 coming in, say you don't have any money coming in, and whatever reason you go and put something on credit for $6,000, I'm just saying that I don't think that it's necessarily a whether you have money coming in is buying things you don't need. For me, I'm agreeing with TQ in terms of what I think splurging is.
So splurging for me. I'll give you an example. So, like, let's just say you get a check every month for $1,800, $1,800 out of that $1,000, and you only get paid monthly at the end of every month. So, if I go and spend, let's just say, if I spend like $500 on random crap that I don't need, that's splurging to me, because that leaves me with $1,300. I got to pay the house bill, the water, the utilities, and then internet, cable, etc. And would I have enough to cover all of that? And if I do have enough, is that going to leave me broke because I spent $500 out of my check on junk that I don't need?
No, and I understand that, but can we agree that splurging for some people may not be splurging for others, and vice versa?
I agree. It all has to deal in reality, it all has to deal with the amount of income a person gets. So the lower the income the person gets, even if it's like a $80, that could be splurging to somebody because they get a low income in. But if the person, let's just say this person pulls in $500,000 a year, and you can divide that in the months to whatever you want, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 ain't shit to them spending that. Because they make that in within minutes, whatever job they have. If they own a business too, especially if they own a big business, they'll make it in minutes.
Let me ask you this, Sally Blue. Can people with ultra high net worths, can they actually splurge? And the reason why I say that is because you can take Whitney Houston, for example. Whitney Houston was on crack, just like somebody from the inner city could be on crack. But if Whitney Houston had a $25,000 a week crack habit, and she made $25 million a month or $5 million a month, would she actually be a crackhead or just somebody that's on crack? Because a crackhead would symbolize people smoking crack well out of their means. And what I mean by that is if they get $1,800 a month, they might have a $7,000 a month crack habit. That's a crackhead because they live in way outside of their means, which means it's destroying their whole life. It wasn't destroying Whitney Houston's life. So she wasn't splurging or she wasn't indulging to the degree that the inner city crackhead would be.
Okay. All right. But I will say this. I do believe that people with money can splurge, you know. I look at what's his name? He's the owner of the Mavericks, Mark Cuban, however you say his last name. He said that one thing that he will not splurge on is hired help. He says everybody in their house has to clean up. He doesn't have, you know, housekeepers or anything like that. Everybody has to clean up. So can rich people splurge? Absolutely. You have people who just don't. You know, just because you have it doesn't mean, oh, well they have a, you know, a right to splurge. I mean, yeah, I mean everyone has a right to do whatever they want to do. You know, but it is money management, it is being responsible, but I'm not going to go down that road. If you choose to consistently do that, and you know you've been told you can't beat somebody up against the head, and you know that's your thing. That's what you want to do. More power to you.
No, you know what, Solid, you're absolutely right. Do what you want to do, but you can't expect people to come through and save you because you're endangering yourself. You can expect, and some people feel so entitled. Do you know, my one of my daughters had like a serious weed problem, and she would just buy as much weed as she wanted through the week, and she would call me often and be like, "Dad, can you pay this? Can you pay?" And you know what I stopped doing? I stopped doing that because I told her, you got to make either a bill or your weed important. So that way, you know, when you get your weed, just understand your lights will be out. When you get your weed, you won't have enough food to eat because I ain't doing nothing else. And she stopped that. We got to make people stop stuff. We can't ask them to. And the way we make them is not to say nothing to them. Just don't support them.
I mean, and that's, I mean, I think that, I mean, you have a lot of people who just don't support them, but.
No, you know, I think, and say, see, this is what I'm saying. When you say certain things, people.
Bro, didn't you just say that the way not. Okay, bro, can you just stop for one moment? Just hold on for one moment.
No, I'm responding to TQ.
Okay.
I'm responding. TQ said weed is not the problem. That's what we were talking about, priorities.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. When people don't understand, they misconstrue whatever's being said. I don't know how hard it is to pay attention. It seems like it's real hard.
Well, I was listening to you, and then you made that comment. I mean, I was making a comment, and then you made that comment.
I know, because I was reading.
I did not see TQ's comment.
I know. I was reading. I'm sorry. Now, that wasn't directed towards you. We was never the prioritizing this, because she can get as much weed as she wants if she can afford it. No, I didn't say that we was. Nah. I didn't say that. See, that did I say weed was the problem, or did I say prioritizing Solid Blue? What did I say? I mean, help me out.
For who? Because for who? Because you're talking about Whitney Houston having a cocaine habit.
No, hold on. So you wasn't even listening, because you're talking about Whitney Houston. We ain't even talking about Whitney Houston right now. See, that's what I'm Solid Blue, what's going on?
Bro,
I'm sorry, like y'all, your thing cut off. Bro. That's all I heard was something about Whitney Houston having a cocaine problem, and then it cut off.
Between the panel and the chat, and I'm trying to keep up with what's going on, and people talking to each other, it's like I read comments that people said about something that I made comments about 20 minutes ago. So sometimes, bro, people do get kind of lost in what they're doing and what they're reading and listening to.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
So, all right.
I said they were putting the weed before everything else and having me pay for the stuff that they were not prioritizing to get the weed for. That's what I didn't say weed is a problem. I think for me that would be meaning that would, you know what that would mean for me to say weed was the problem? That we would have to be talking about should weed be legalized or not. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about prioritizing.
This is all I gotta say is, you know, if somebody goes splurges money, their money they had, or let's just say their paycheck they had, they come crying to me about needing money, you know, depending on their circumstances, yeah, I don't mind helping them. But if they spent their money on bullshit and they expect me to wipe their nose and make things better, hell no. It's because they need to learn to be an adult and learn how to spend money. That's all I gotta say on that subject.
All right, CQ said, never said you did, though, right? But if you scroll up, guess what you will read that TQ said? He said, and I quote, weed is not the problem, it's priorities. It's, Lord have mercy.
That's what I
Lord
was about.
Have mercy.
That's what I was about to say.
No, I'm.
Lord have mercy. I mean, seriously. Well, y'all, I'm going to go getting away from the splurge and go back to how y'all gonna die.
Oh my God.
If y'all die splurging, if we die getting shot, if we die in our beds, just are y'all gonna think about whether or not y'all had an interesting life? All right. Bro, I'm gonna start with you. Do you have any last words you want to leave? And then I'll go to Jimmy.
Yes, I just would love to say that paying attention is not the forte of most. That's all I got to say. Get that paying attention up. Handle that.
Jimmy, you have any last words?
No, I think I pretty much said what I wanted to say. I can't really think of anything else to say. Other than everybody have a great day, be safe, make smart choices and decisions.
Well, y'all, I as I said yesterday, because bro was making fun of my song choice of because I play Aaron Neville, and I told him that I was going to choose Aaron Neville again, and the song that I chose, literally, I chose it right after we ended the show yesterday, and it just seems to apply for this show. So
is it called priorities?
Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. No, it's not all priorities, but it is Erin Neville. And Jimmy and Bro, I want to thank you for coming up in the panel. And everyone who was making comments, thank you for your comments. Thank you for your chats. I'm sorry, y'all. But I'm playing. I'm going to leave y'all with Erin Neville, Everybody Plays the Fool. So this is a song that I'm leaving y'all with. So
so your heart is broken. You're sitting around moping, 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 crying, crying. You say you're even thinking about dying. Well, before you do anything rash, baby, listen to this.
Everybody plays the fool
sometimes.
There's no exception to the rule.
Listen, baby,
it may be factual, it may be cruel.
I ain't lying.
Everybody plays a fool.
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, but there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you.
Okay, everyone, that's it. Tomorrow is Thursday. So I don't have a topic. It is open discussion. So we can talk about anything. So that's what's going to happen tomorrow. If you want to stop by, bring up a topic, or whatever y'all want to talk about. We're going to try to curb some of the cursing, though. Yeah, that's it. So everyone, as always, thanks for coming. Thanks for liking the show. Thank you for taking time out of your day. You don't have to. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.